Here we are, another Thanksgiving Eve. We're looking forward to tomorrow. At least I am. I imagine you are too. Turkey, all the stuff that goes with it, including the stuffing, of course. And I like the stuffing. I found out that the difference between stuffing and, tell me, dressing, okay? One you put in the bird and the other one you do not. Well, okay. So, live and learn. What is it in the South? Is it, which is preferred, stuffing or dressing? Is there a preference? Come on, Southerners.
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
What is it?
Stuffing.
Stuffing. I'm hearing a vote for stuffing from one Southerner, right? Okay. Well, you're here in the South now, so you must be a Southerner. Okay. I was born and raised up in Michigan. We had stuffing, too, and I just had heard that there was a difference. Well, anyhow, we're looking forward to the trimmings on the table. I don't know, maybe some of you, especially if you have family over, are kind of worried whether or not Uncle Horatio will be drunk again this year. Who knows? Most of all, though, we're here tonight to look forward to Jesus coming again and to express our gratitude, our thanks to an almighty God for his abundant blessings. Let's be honest. We live in a rather troubled society. We are divided politically. We have a growing homeless problem. And that's just the start. Look at the opioid crisis that we're in. We have to learn to live in a brotherly way as united people. There needs to be reconciliation and understanding. Hatred is not the answer. We live in a troubled world. We're a troubled people. And yet, as troubled as we are, we also need to consider how fortunate we are as Americans compared to some other periods in our history. Think of the sacrifices and the hardships that our forefathers endured. The Pilgrims, for example. Back in 1620, 1621, the winter was so bad, half the Pilgrims died. They couldn't put markers on the graves because they were afraid that maybe the Indians would be able to figure out how many had been taken away from that community. It was a difficult time. 1621, the ship sails back to Europe. They had the right to come back to America, but not a one of the Pilgrims that left in 1621 ever came back. When these poor, brave folks looked around, did they bemoan their fate? Did they forget to thank God? No. Autumn harvest came, and on December 13th, 1621, it was proclaimed to be a day of thanksgiving. Even some of the friendlier Indians were invited. In the middle of the Civil War, when our states were fighting against one another, Abraham Lincoln declared the fourth Thursday of November to be a day of thanksgiving. I think those folks back in Civil War days were even more separated than separated, I guess, we'll leave it at that, than we are today. And yet, they didn't forget to thank God. We can be grateful today. We can be grateful. We have a whole lot of prosperity. Despite all of its inequities, we still have a lot. Things which we take for granted today would have been absolutely, adored by people 50 years ago. Think about it. Ask your grandparents, did they have air conditioners? No, not when they were younger. I'd like to take a moment, actually maybe a few extra moments, more moments than that, to just name some of the things that we ought to be thankful for. And I'm going to introduce this in a little bit of a strange way. How many of you remember the ABC song? All right. I don't want to start it out. I was once told I should only sing after the offering. Okay. Shall we start anyhow? Those of you who remember that song, please join in and sing louder than me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I've sung my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? Well, I've got a sheet here. Stole most of it. Added a few things myself. What I'd like to do, though, is go through the alphabet. Things that we ought to be thankful for. A. America. Adventure. Affection. Appreciation. Autumn. Anybody? What was it? Oh, Arab? Oh, okay. 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 Any others? For A, absolution. That's a fantastic one. Okay, B, beauty, benevolence, the Bible, blessings and books. Anybody with a B? Anybody thankful for something that begins with a B? You know one. No? Yeah, okay. What was it? The Bible. Okay. All right. What was it? Baptism. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, now I'm going to just go through the rest of these, and then we're going to let you pick out some that you might want to add to this, and you'll just tell me which letter it goes with. How's that? C. Thankful for Christmas. Christ, the church, communion. D, devotion, democracy, discipline, and duty. E, Easter, encouragement, energy, enthusiasm, eyes. Yes, eyes that allow us to see. F stands for Father, faith, forgiveness, fortitude, and friendship. G, God, gardens, generosity, gladness, and grace. H, healing, happiness, husband, home, and hope. I, ideals, imagination, immortality, inspiration, and independence. J, Jesus, journeys, joy, justice, and Joseph. K, kindness, the kingdom, knowledge, kitchen, aromas in the kitchen. L, laughter, liberty, life, light, and love. M, mother, marriage, memory, Mary, and ministry. N, nature, nation, neighbors, news, and nurses. O, opportunities, optimism, orderliness, orchestras, and organ music. P, patriotism, parables, parents, physicians, and peace. The Pope? We wouldn't have a Lutheran church, huh? Okay, why not? We could put him in there. I think, you know, regardless of whatever, you know, we could praise God that he's there. Well, hopefully when he's faithful. Yeah, okay. Well, let's not get into that. Patriotism, parables, parents, physicians of peace, Q, quality, queenly, questions, quest, and quietness, R, rain, rainbow, reconciliation, religion, and righteousness, S, Sabbath, sacraments, salvation, serenity, and sincerity, T, trees, teaching, temperance, tenderness, and time, U, unity, unselfishness, uprightness, usefulness, and United States, V, variety, victory, vigor, and the voice of God. W, wife, water, winter, wisdom, and warmth. X does not have a whole lot of possibilities, but the suggestion is here, Christ, because, you know, that's the first in Cairo, okay? People who do not know, that is a letter in Greek, okay? And it looks like our X, but it's also known as a chi. Okay, X-rays and xylophones. Anybody play the xylophone? Nobody plays the xylophone? Well, we can be thankful for it anyhow. Y, youth, yam, and yarn. Z, zeal, zephyrs, and Zion, as in the name of our heavenly home. Okay, I've named several. Let's take just a minute and see. This is your chance to join in the sermon. I don't know how many other sermons you've preached in this church, but tonight you get that opportunity. Okay? Yes? Teachers, yes. Travis, okay, your brother. You're going to be thankful for your brother? Do you two get along?
Surprisingly, we do.
Okay. All right. Yes. Every what?
Everything.
Okay. Oh, come on. Oh, Pokemon. Okay. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I wouldn't know the first thing about it, but that's okay. I know what it is. I don't know how to do it, though. Okay, anybody else? Again, this is maybe your last opportunity. You're going to get one more chance. Blueberries and what?
School.
Thankful for school, huh? Wow. Right there. Oh, okay, we got... Excuse me. What? Books. I think that's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Well, I'm all the way up this far, so I'm just going to come up all the way. We have gone through quite a few. One that I want to emphasize under these 26 letters is the letter G. I mentioned it when I read it off. And believe it or not, I did it by accident. I didn't intend to mention it there. I intended to save it for now. I think it's the most important thing that we as Lutheran Christians ought to be thankful for. Grace. God's grace. By grace you are saved. It's not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Grace. It is grace that sent Jesus into this world. We had baptism mentioned earlier. Many of you, if not most of you, and possibly all of you, I don't know, were brought to the font of baptism at some point, probably as you were a baby. And at that point, God said, "You are mine. You are mine." That's by grace. That's by grace. He comes to us in the sacrament of Holy Communion as well. His grace, his body and blood become a part of us. By grace. By grace. All this he does without any merit or worthiness in us. It's by grace that he's here right now. It's by grace that he's with you each day of your life. It's by grace that it doesn't make any difference who you are, where you've been, what you've done, that he walks with you every day. By grace, he comes and he walks with you. No matter, some people have been really bad. I don't care what you've done. And God doesn't care either. He loves you. He loves you. I don't know the people here. We may have a murderer in the congregation. I don't know. God still loves you. We may have people high or who do get high. God still loves you. It makes no difference who you are, where you've been, what you've done. It is by grace that God walks with us each and every day. Well, tomorrow, why not sing the alphabet song? You all know it. At least you all heard it tonight. Let everyone at the table tell what they're thankful for using the letters of the alphabet. I would just not go on and on and on with it, but it might be interesting. Divvy it up a little bit. If nothing else, say, hey, pick a letter, any letter, and tell us what you're thankful for. You never know. Travis might be mentioned. It is by grace. The letter G. The letter G is the most important word in a way in our alphabet. By grace we are saved. Not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In Jesus' name, amen.